Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. On KX93.5.
I will love you anyway, even if you cannot stay. I think you are the one for me. Here is where you ought to be. I just want to satisfy, though you're not mine, I can't deny. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now, I'll go crazy.
See, you gave me love for hurt me real bad when you left. And I'm glad you got out, but I miss you.
Okay, this is KX93.5. You are listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and we do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Today, I am happy to have as my guests, a gaggle of folks from the Source Collective. So we have Michelle Mercado.
Hi, Ernest. Thank you so much for having us.
Aris Ford.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Allie Ribzik.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. So I guess we should start from the, take it from the top. Michelle, your mic wasn't hot, so say hi again.
Oh, here I am.
Oh, that's much better. So let's take it from the top. So what exactly is the Source Collective?
Sure.
I know you're in that kind of cool, funky little building that used to be Tongue and Groove.
Yep.
For decades, I guess.
Yeah.
A Laguna Beach legend. So what does Source do into carry on the tradition of that space?
For sure. I think it does, for the concept of Source, it did start with the building. I mean, I was, I grew up in Orange County, but I was living and working in San Francisco, where kind of this shared community, co-working, coexisting was a little bit more the norm and popular, probably just more based on necessity, just with rent and
the
way
prices,
nature of startups and things like that. And, you know, at the time was very close friends with Rachel McAllister, who had the store right across the street
And McAllister at 1850,
exactly.
The vintage queen.
Yes, and Rachel was always just like this profound person that was, you know, uplifting of dreams and, you know, knew I wanted to do my own thing in event planning, kind of shared that space with me that currently CCH Design, Cindy Holloway, had occupied the building. And she just was at the point where the retail side of it, you know, didn't make as much sense with it not being on PCH, not getting the foot traffic.
Right,
however, it was
right.
A big element of their business. So this idea just between the three of us of kind of like opening up the spacing and letting it be more like three businesses under one. And I'd say like it didn't turn into a business or concept maybe until like a year plus.
Okay.
But
so it was kind of an experiment.
Yeah. I think like at the time it was more of like, can we all get what we need from this? And at the time it was space, somewhere to represent your business, In that first week that we kind of decided to change things up, we did announce that we were, you know, selling these office spaces. And in a week, we sold them out. So it was kind of something that just went a little quick in that regard. And for that first year and a half, we had it office spaces in the back, retail in the front. And I'd say current day, you know, we're going to be there almost 4 years in July.
Wow.
At the end of this month. And, you know, the main things that we do are creative office spaces. So we have 11 different businesses that rent office space out of Source.
Okay.
Co-working. So that's something that's more for remote work, connecting to a creative community here in town. And then past that, we rent out the studio, that front portion that was retail before, for workshops and events. So we've done anything from bridal showers to photo shoots to business seminars, workshops, you name it. So it's been something that really has adapted to what the community and those that had office spaces out of Source needed out of a space.
Okay. And so you've done all that. So what are these other people going to do? Or what do they do?
For sure. Eris, I say, like, was almost like the dream person that walked in the door that finally, like, inquired about an office space that there was, like, literally no conversation. It was, like, me kind of turning around and being like, yes, we're finally finding exactly our people. And Eris brought, like, so much structure and enthusiasm to already what we were doing.
It feels different from 1850.
For sure. Yeah. And I think that that's, like, for me, it had to be something that you were comfortable with change. Like, that space is never going to be prim and proper, nor, like, other co-working creative office
Fortune
spaces.
Fortune 500.
Right.
You know, satellite office.
For sure. And I think in that regard, it attracts the right type of person that wants to work in that environment. So things are already set up to kind of help us vet people in.
Yeah, I think when I came on board, Michelle had just fully committed to being all co-working space. She had kind of half and half. The building was divided. Co-working was in the back. They were still doing the pop-up shows, but there was still a retail element. And so I came on board right as they were kind of refreshing. And I kind of found the place by happenstance.
And just like, no retail. Get out, everybody.
Well, I think she'd already committed, but there was definitely stuff still around. And when I kind of came on board, I myself was managing, I still am managing Freeman's Collective, which is a lifestyle brand. So kind of it felt right. But in talking with Michelle, you know, when she says I brought structure, it was kind of my background is brand strategy, and I come from an agency background. So I worked at a really big agency, 72 and Sunny in LA. And so part of the thing that they taught us was structure, but also starting kind of with the why, like, why are we doing this? And so figure out the strategy of everything and then kind of execute it. And what I saw with Michelle was just this gem, right? She had curated
the
space.
The diamond in the rough type of thing.
It wasn't even like it was in the rough. It was like I walked into this space and there was already a fire, and I just was kind of like gasoline on it, because I was like, yeah, I know what you're doing here. Like, this is exactly like how we're going to take the steps to go. And she was fully committed. I mean, you asked me to be a partner like very early on. You're like, I want you to take everything you're doing now and bring that here. And I was like, done. So, you know, we sat down and I took her through the process that I would do with any client or brand. And it was like, who are we trying to bring in here? And she basically was like, you, we want more you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, easy. Like, I know how to, you know, pitch to myself. I know what people like me are looking for. And
but I would say too,
I'm
like,
attracted to things that, yeah, that attract me.
Yes, that attract me. But like I said, this space was curated. I mean, we just had Free People do a photo shoot there. And I would say when you walk in, it looks like Free People or like Anthropology like decorated it. So immediately I was drawn just to the vibe that was in there. I was like, all right, this is cool. And then it's like an office space. So you kind of, it's not private, it's semi-private. You have like an enclave where you can work, but or you can also go onto the creative floor, which I love. So that really plays into, you know, the collaboration fact, and you know that's how we got involved with Ali. You know, we brought in resident artists.
I don't even have to do anything.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Ali, get in here, but you have to do it on the mic.
Yeah,
perfect. Good morning, Laguna Beach.
Good morning, Ali.
I first became involved with Sourced doing different projects for them for their winter holiday party. I did all of their custom event decoration, which kind of segues into what I do. I work as an illustrator and artist, creating custom event decoration and murals and teaching workshops with kiddos. My roots all start here. My grandparents actually founded Art Affair back in the early 1960s.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty amazing, and I've never lived here before. I grew up in Colorado, and the timing of my life just kind of brought me here, and right away I met someone named Ian Bryan who was involved with Sourced prior, From that it kind of all just exploded.
So the collective, it's got networks and tentacles that go out into the community, into the creative community. So when you walk into Sourced, like Era said, it feels like anthropology. It feels like a high-end retail space. How do you get that feel? I mean, because when I put a bunch of stuff here and there, it looks like clutter.
Yeah.
Michelle, that's all you.
Yeah.
That's all you.
I would say, like, I mean,
oh, he's a junk collector.
Right. I mean, it's definitely been in a lot of different forms. I think pulling out of retail, and of course, like, again, Rachel's pieces, I feel like that building in the 4 years that we've had it has looked drastically different a handful of times.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something to be said about first styling it for a place of retail, mm-hmm. and then carrying that over when we went to all office spaces. It was always important to me that those that were full-time residents that paid lease for an office space really took ownership of that space and decorated it that made sense for their business and their type of work. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's all them. I mean, I think that we kind of come in and help. You know, we've had interior designers that work out of it. We've had all different types of people that had their hands in
those,
it.
Those, I guess, these elements all kind of run together, and there's a culture of people there that focus on this kind of thing.
I think that you just hit the nail on the head. Culture is something that is so profound there. And I think that was the thing that drew
me in. Is it
like
IBM kind of culture?
No. It's like Laguna Beach culture. It's local culture. Like when you walk into the space, it's like, I'm home at the beach. And it's a beach house, you know?
Okay.
I think when I came in, I brought in the elements of like the agency feel. So like, we have a common space in the front that's like the front room, the conference room. You know, we put a big TV up so people can, you know, show their presentations, or, you know, we're editing videos and we want to show, you know, our inner community what we're working on. And so we put that up there. But, I mean, beyond that, everybody's kind of made their mark. But I think Michelle's done a great job of curating it. So it's all kind of in that beach style vibe, like, you know, she went on vacation and I ripped out all of these old rosemary hedges that are in the front that were kind of overgrown. And we made, you know, planter boxes for her little succulent garden. And like that's become a piece of it. And then right before summer, she gave us a sunbed. So, you know, it's great because you have Wi-Fi, so you can work on the couch. You can work at your office, or if it's really nice, which is like every day, you'll find me outside on the sunbed, like with my laptop working. Like, what do you do here? I'm like, oh, I'm working. Like, no, you're not. Like, yeah, no, I'm totally designing something on the computer right now, but I'm just lounging.
Okay, think, beach bum.
Yeah, for sure. The aesthetic of
he's
Sourced.
Watching YouTube videos.
Yeah. And that's part of my job. Yeah.
The aesthetic of Sourced is all in the details. It's right when you walk in, and there are those garden beds and the day bed, and the baby blue, like, chips that the building is composed of, and the wooden floors, and everything about it just has a sense of nostalgia when you walk in. And I think that Sourced does a wonderful job of capturing that old school Laguna Beach vibe, yet with us, 20 to 40 year olds who are occupying the space. So it's a really neat opportunity to mix the new age with, you know, an older feel.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be mixing more of the new age with the old ways and all of that with the gang here from the Sourced Collective. This is KX93.5, and you're listening to the Importance of Being show. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, and I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We'll be right back. And we are back.
Hello, Laguna.
This is KX93.5, and you're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, and I'm not doing a great job of it.
You're doing an amazing job.
Ernest Hackman. And today, my guests are from the Source Collective. So it's Michelle Mercado, Eris Ford, and Allie Ribzik.
Nailed it.
Boom.
Ernest. Wait. 5 stars. 5 stars.
Okay, so what really separates, you know, you guys from other, I guess, office suite type of operations?
For sure.
It doesn't feel the same. What makes it different?
Yeah, I mean, I think some people are just kind of catching on that there's co-working spaces. There's companies like WeWork, which are more, you know, setting up the necessities and the space for people, like realtors, all the things that you need for a virtual office, which is, you know, what we're doing as well. But I think for the demographics and psychographics of Laguna Beach, like, it was completely different. Like, somebody outside of Laguna isn't necessarily going to rent an office space at our space, although it's cute and it's designed very well. But, you know, it was really understanding, like, okay, if we're selling a service and the service is office spaces, what's the value past that?
Okay.
Because these, I mean, for those 11 businesses that do, you know, rent out of Source, like, the nature of their business, they could probably work from home.
Okay.
But I think one of the bigger things as we move away from, you know, kind of larger companies or going independent or being a freelance worker, that the goal is, like, I want to work from home. And then the minute that you're at home, you're like, oh, my God, this completely sucks. I'm
right.
Isolated.
It's just me.
Right. There's dishes to be done now. I'm distracted this way. Also, like, I'm not, you know, I don't have a sense of community anymore.
Right. You're all by yourself in your pajamas.
For sure.
Like, why do you even do anything? Why do you comb
exactly.
your hair? I don't even take a shower.
For sure.
Yeah, I think one of the things we focused on, and, like, you know, again, kind of going back to the strategy and what the focus was, is we believe in the power of people, right? And personal relationships and growing your network. So, you know, why is it important to come to work with other people? You have a chance to collaborate. You know, this is a place where ideas find their beginnings and they take root, you know?
Okay. All right.
And it's a place, you know, one of the things I'm helping work on is kind of we're also taking the model of an incubator. So small businesses have come in not just to find a place to co-work, but also to have a chance to grow. And so, you know, I'm working with startups right now, getting them through their seed rounds and getting them through, you know, angel investments. And then also, because of the nature of my business, which is one of those is an ad agency called Hemingwave, it's helping these businesses grow and giving them a platform to succeed. And so, you know, the thing with Source, with the rebrand, is we didn't have to actually, like, really rebrand because it was already built into it. It used to be, you know, Source was the place that you came to find, you know, cool jewelry and stuff, and it was a source of vintage apparel, and so we just became, you know, the source.
Yeah, to really form your own identity.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now the marketing.
Totally, and now it's the source for, like, creativity and talent. And so the rebrand for us was almost like integrated. It was seamless. It was like, great. Instead of focusing on the retail, we're going to focus on the people. And we found such a great story, but also, you know, we want to shine the light back on our people. And so we're Source Collective, but, you know, we represent, I don't know, how many businesses are we?
11 different businesses.
Yeah, 11 different businesses.
It's kind of hard to even wrap your head around because, I mean, there's a certain amount of office spaces, but there's also people and businesses that came in with one idea or one company and have now...
It's branching.
Exactly, yeah. And came together with other office mates and created new things and all that. And I think, you know, as far as, like, who's the ideal person to work there? It starts with, you know, if you're within this local community, that's kind of the first check, right?
Okay.
We can get email inquiries from people like in Dana Point or Huntington Beach or Irvine or whatever. And
right.
And the first thing that I'm kind of, like, sharing is past the service or the space, meaning the office itself, mm-hmm. we're really looking for somebody that is going to look at it more as a collective mentality. we're looking to fill with people and businesses.
So you're not looking for people who just want a little cubby where they can put their desk and a phone and
right.
just, you know,
pull. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have before, and I'm sure we will in the future. I think sure. that it's also good to kind of offset. Not everybody needs to be like a cook in the kitchen kind of thing, but at the
so
same
not
time,
all on the same cycle
sure.
at the same time.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, there's you know, there's privacy. We have like a back conference room. So if you want to kind of, and I do it sometimes as well. Like I got to get stuff done. Like, you know, you put down the blinds and you get to work and you knock it out. But you know, what we've tried to create really is a community, right? So mm-hmm. if you're a small business, if you're a startup. If you're on your own and, you know, maybe you're remote working, you're just looking for a place to meet new people. This is designed for you to succeed with the help of others.
And I think you touched on it with the incubation thing. So you can see, you know, if you're working by yourself in your own garage or in your own office, that's all there is what you bring, right. like being on an island, right?
Right.
Totally.
But if you are in a community, if you will, of other creative people or other people who are passionate about what they're doing, you can see techniques and tactics and approaches that maybe you wouldn't have been exposed to and maybe wouldn't have come up with on your own within any reasonable amount of time.
For sure. I think one of the bigger things for me, too, is like, you know, when what I envisioned for Source in the very beginning yes. was just my
what do
own.
You envision?
Well, it was for my own benefit, really. I wanted to be an event planner, and I wanted to have the space that I could represent that business. And I had to offset that rent by having other people come in.
Okay.
And I saw the value that if I was doing event planning, it would make most sense to have like-minded vendors, so florist and stationery
yeah.
company
yeah, just,
and
right stop
like,
shop,
like exactly and what the biggest takeaway for me at that point was after you know coming from already that career and already producing weddings and doing those types of events I was learning so much more from working you know shoulder to shoulder with a florist or a stationery company or a photographer than I had in 4 years doing it.
All by yourself.
Not all by myself, but like putting together those teams.
Right, right.
I like mean, I picked up on some of right, picked
pieces.
Up on terminology. I understood like a little bit of how their business was functioning, but then I really got to know, like see firsthand how a florist like puts together a proposal, right, you know, meets with the client, right. what the whole process.
The start to finish, yeah.
And I was so much more, you know, blown away by that first 6 months seeing things that way rather than how much time it took me just to kind of like
right.
be within the motion.
In bits and pieces.
And that was like the hard, like, I would rather we focus on who's coming in here and how they correlate with one another and kind of build and strengthen that way.
Okay. And so when you go into the sourced building, you know, it has a very distinctive feel. A lot of wood, a lot of natural materials. Is that all that it is? Is it just the building and the things that happen in it with the people and the hard things? Or is there a whole other aspect of it that flows out into the world?
For sure. I mean, I think it does start with the building. One, my like long-standing joke is like I could sell socks out of that place, and people would be like, "I'll buy all the socks."
It's got good bones. I mean, it's yes, got it a lot of history, and we're just so fortunate to kind of be a part of that. We're just the next chapter, and this is like a beautiful book that we're in. So, you know, it was that. What was the place before? It was
Tongue and Groove. CCH Design. Yeah. I mean,
it's been so
great
many iterations. Yeah,
to have people come in that are from Laguna and based on how they say they remember the space, I can kind of put it to a certain decade.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's really fun.
Yeah, we have people that pop in. I remember when. Yeah. And I'm like, awesome, tell me all about it.
Right.
Because like, I have constantly learned about events that had happened here or parties or people that had come in before and they bought stuff. Like, are you still selling stuff?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we have, you know, all the art that's on the walls for sale. Allie.
As far as going out into the community, absolutely. I think like too, like
I meant more digitally.
Oh yes. Oh, I see what you did there, Ernest. Yes, we are also a whole group of millennials, and we use social media to our biggest degree. I would say yes, it was very important in the very beginning to have a website that represented these businesses and what we were doing. We created that. That was something too that as a strappy broke business owner. Like, we developed in-house. And I think that that started the process, too, of, like, everything that we kind of put out there as a form of media is produced by us. Okay. So that, you know, we're our own media production team as well, again, based out of necessity. But we've attracted different talent because of that. So we put out a lot. We have, you know, videographers that run out of space. And I'd say we have the most stunning, honestly, like, telling most beautiful storytelling probably in Laguna Beach.
So how many different social media accounts do you think come out of that space?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Too many to count.
20. Yeah.
Probably.
Too many. And, I mean, the main one, our main source of putting out media would be our Instagram account, which is source_collective. I'd say another fun thing with that, too, is, like, with the way that, you know, those accounts can be set up, like, our different office mates can sign in and do stories and make posts and all that. And it's also, for me, like, I found it hard to...
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, be the me show, but, like, Source Collective, like, allows it to be, like, us talking about Allie or me talking about music thing or, you know, that voice for me feels a lot more authentic and easy to communicate out.
And it really goes back to the brand story that Michelle came up with, which is rad people work here. So, you know, she gave us the keys to the castle essentially online. We're like, hey, here, you can have access to the accounts. Like, when I'm in there, I'm doing day-to-day stuff, and Allie has access to the account. So she's posting all the really cool stuff that she's painting. And so on any given day, if you were to go on the account and look, you'd see all of these different perspectives. So it really, I think it's different from any other thing, because the branding in and of itself isn't designed specifically for Source. It's designed for the people of the place. And so we've kind of, you know, given that power back to them. And so, you know, we always want to shine that light. And when we're talking about the digital space, you know, yeah, I agree with Michelle. You know, we put out a lot of content online. I think she's done a really great job with building the website, and we're even going through right now to even revamp that. She does amazing email campaigns. I don't think anyone even comes close to. And it's a house full of creatives, so we're able to lean on a lot of different people for content. And so even with that, one of my specialties was digital content. So when I came on board, it was like, all right, great. We have all of these people in house. Let's pull it from them. Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to come back to your specialty, digital content. But we're going to take a quick break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. Today, my guests are Eris Ford, Michelle Mercado, and Allie Ribzik from The Source Collective. This is KX93.5.
secret. You say I lock up my feelings, and when I'm falling deeper, away with all of my demons, and I could go my own way, but I'll follow your eyes. You wanted my time.
lives a day.
All right. Back.
Hey, yeah. Thank you for that. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. And today my guests are from the Source Collective. We have Allie Ribzik.
Hi.
And Eris Ford and Michelle Mercado. Hello. So when we left off, we were talking a little bit about your social media, your plethora of social media accounts associated with your collective. But it occurred to me after watching you take a few selfies, I just wonder, you know, how many selfies you guys take in a week?
Selfies? Ooh, maybe we should do a selfie count.
A lot. Well,
dance videos?
Yeah. I mean, not
more likely.
I will say that even with social media, it is important that if you're talking about somebody or like somebody needs to see your face. So I do a lot of like social media for other people. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that there, even as silly as selfies are, there is a sense of strategy even behind that.
I didn't say that they were silly.
Well, in general, they are silly. But they're also silly needed. Like to connect with somebody, you got to see Allie's sweet face and probably a little bit more often than not. So tons of selfies to answer your question. Of selfies and tons of pictures with everybody because that's important to show really the faces behind these people doing wonderful things.
With purpose.
There it is. New hashtag campaign started here.
Okay. So on that note of selfies with purpose, is there anything coming up that's of purpose or concern or interest to people who might be your people?
Yeah, actually. So we're having an event August 12th. It's called Silicon Coastal. It's a festival and it's celebrating innovative technologies. We're going to be debuting a virtual reality game with one of our tenants that created it. And that's with Innovate.Tech. They're awesome company working in the tech industry, and we've partnered with them to bring that. And then we're also Hemingwave.co is going to be doing a augmented reality experience. So we're going to allow people to put on the goggles and they can actually tour pieces of Laguna Beach.
Oh, wow.
So we're really, really excited about that. The rest of the event is actually, it's talking about local culture, which is, I think, just the biggest thing that we have here. So we're bringing on a local surf company called Agave Surf. They're actually our case study for success in the incubator that we're doing.
So is that surfing with tequila?
Yeah. So they take the stock of the agave tree and they put it into surfboards. And so it's a sustainable surfboard.
Okay.
And so in fact, all of the surfboards that are out there, like 90% of them, you know, they're non-biodegradable and they're made out of this really bad foam from oil. And so Nate and Ian, the founders, I think are just doing an amazing job of kind of combating that with producing an alternative board that's still lightweight and it surfs. It's an amazing product. So I got on board with them about 3 months ago, and you know, I gave them the entire process of branding, coming out with the story, and taking the product to market, and really finding roots here in Laguna. So we're going to have them on a guest panel. They'll be talking about what they're doing. The event's also going to be talking about creative art. So, you know, Allie's going to have a lot of artwork that's up. We're going to be working with another guy.
Allie is smiling for those who aren't on Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're working with some local artists, Allie Ribzik being one of them, Steve Adam, who's another one that's got a gallery locally. He'll be a part of it. And then the last portion of that event is environmental charity. So we're donating 10% of all the tickets proceeds that we're selling to the Pacific Marine Mammal Institute. And so they're doing a fish drive. And so it's, I think every $1 brings 1 pound of fish for the animals that they're basically, you know, nursing back to health.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know, and then putting back into the ocean. We're just so about that. So yeah, we're going to donate a portion of our proceeds back to them. Right.
So these are fun, like, events that are either tenants are producing, and that's another benefit of the space is, like, past your office space, and you also have this platform, this network, and an actual, you know, group of people that will help you facilitate the event or the launch that you want to do.
Awesome. And so if people want to find out more information about Sourced and what you guys are up to, how can they find you?
So our website is sourcedcollective.com. On social media, on Instagram, it's source_collective. On our website, you can sign up for our email list. We typically send out like one a month, depending on what's going on. We do host a series of monthly events. So we do still do a pop-up market once a month. The next one is July 22nd, and that's from 12 to 5. And then we're also starting a new free co-working day, which is going to be the last Thursday of every month.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming. I really had a great time with you. And thank you out there in radio world for listening. This is KX93.5, and you've been listening to the Importance of Being show. Coming up next is Amanda Pointer with The Morning Connection.